about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking. The bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. You can almost hear the weariness, if you will, from the house of Israel. He said, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. That's all I'll read to you in your hearing tonight. As I stated, you can almost hear the weariness in verse 11 and how tired they are. Our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. If God would help me for just a few minutes, I don't plan on holding you very long, I'd like to preach on, I'm tired of dry bones. Right. Lift your hands all over the house and pray and ask the Lord to anoint us here tonight. And the church said amen. Since the year of 1920, the Sahara Desert in Africa has expanded just over 10%. At approximately 3.6 million square miles, this desert is roughly the size of the contiguous United States. This area of desert gets less than 10 inches of rainfall every year. It's only home to about 2 million people, most of which live in close proximity of the Nile River. And that sounds like a lot of people, 2 million, but when you stretch that out over 3.6 million miles, that's only one person per every 1.8 square miles, so you don't really have to deal with annoying neighbors out there. And although this desert is a great representation of just the beauty of creation and how vast the mind of God is, it's still a very dry place, and it's very symbolic, if you will, of the world we live in spiritually. We live, spiritually speaking, the world we live in is a desert. The society we live in is a desert. You can look at the economy, and I know they just voted Trump back in, and he's you know, wanting to turn things around. But as it stands, the economy is in shambles. People are stressed out. They don't know what they're going to do just to pay their electric bill and buy groceries. It seems like a horrible time. Even in politics, you've got this side cutting the other side's throat. They just want to tell why they're better than everybody else. And it just seems like the world we live in, the society, is a desert. We look in the media, at the news, it's just a bunch of evil. They say, oh, you hear about all this stuff. There was a school shooting here and there was a shooting there, Brother Marvin. We look at transgenderism, it's running rampant. The LGBTQ plus ZYX, whatever they want to say they are, they're tearing down monuments and they're going buck wild. The world we live in is an evil, evil desert. Amen. This desert, since 1920, the Sahara has been growing, amen, and it's growing spiritually in our day, because you see, this desert, it's creeping into homes. According to the American Psychological Association, between 40 and 50% of marriages will end in divorce. Between 60 and 70% of second marriages end this way, and the divorce rate for third marriages is even higher at 73%. 23% of children will grow up in single-parent households and miss one or the other. This spirit is even creeping into our churches. Annually, around 7,700 churches will close their door. And if you do the math, that's about 150 a week. About 1.2 million leave church every year, never to come back. And that's not counting how many people sit in our church pews today, and they're cold and indifferent on God. They don't care whether they come to church or not. They don't care if they get there, if they're part of the service. We're living in a desert. Can you say amen? You look around, people are getting in church, so I get them a drink of water, and then you look and they're right back out. Seems like they'll do good for a little while, but then the desert starts to creep back in. Just like the Sahara, these numbers only increase. That's where Ezekiel has found himself in this vision. He said he was carried out by the Spirit of the Lord. And he's in the valley of dry bones. See, so not only is this place dry, the Bible said he was in a valley. The valley of dry bones. See, sometimes we find ourselves there. Not only it's dry, but we find ourselves spiritually in a low place. Not only seems like the bills are due and your children, they're still lost and you may be sick, your vehicle broke down. Not only are you in the valley, but it's dry. It's not enough just to be in the battle. But now you try to pray and you feel like it's just dry. You come to church and try to put your best foot forward, but it's just dry. Say, God, I've been faithful. I've done everything that I could do. Amen, but sometimes we go through these places, Brother Marvin, and not only are we in the valley, not only are we fighting on every corner and every hand, but things are just dry. Verse 2 said, and he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And I was, as I was studying for this, and kind of praying and meditating on this, Brother Marvin, this came to me, and I didn't write it down in my notes. I didn't know if I would say this or not, but I feel like saying it. Here in this verse, we look. It says they were in the open valley. A lot of times, Brother Matt Bowman, the devil comes to us, and he tells us that, well, if you were really saved, you wouldn't be experiencing this dryness. Brother Dwight, if you were really saved, if you were really supposed to be on fire for God like you say you are, you would be in a little bit better standings, if you will. And he makes you feel like you're all alone. But here, the Bible said they were in the open valley, so they were out in the open. And lo, there were very many. Hey, man, this isn't just something that's selective to just a few of us. Amen. The devil tries to fight us all with this because he knows that if he can block us off and he can make things dry in our spiritual life, amen, that's all it's going to take just to cut access off to God. Amen. And he tells you you're all alone. But this right here lets me know they were in the open valley and there were very many of them. We read verse 3. That was verse 2. We read verse 3, and that's where the story starts to turn around in this chapter. He said, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? God asks Ezekiel this question. But why did he ask Ezekiel a question? The omniscient, all-knowing, the omnipotent, all-powerful creator of the universe, why does he need to ask a mortal man a question? I think it's very simple with the way that Ezekiel responded. I think it was not because God needed more information, but he needed Ezekiel to realize something. And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Oh, come on now. He said, Lord God, thou knowest. Amen. I don't know everything, but Lord, thou knowest. We read in verse 4 again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Then saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. Come on now, I'd like to see somebody live tonight. We live in a society where everything seems like it's dead and it's dry. There's no water, there's no sustenance. Amen. But the Bible said, the Lord said, and I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. Feel the Lord helping me. Praise God. Brother Benny Sutherland was preaching. He said, he told a story. He was preaching about the name of Jesus. He got to preaching and the Holy Ghost started to move in that service. And all of a sudden a sister fell over dead with a heart attack, I believe is what it was. Her name was Sister Donna. They come over there to her. Some of the young folks had gathered around her, Brother Cody, and started praying for her. They had gathered around her, some of the young folks and some of the elders, and they began to pray in the name of Jesus. And they said she was dead. They checked for a pulse. Her pulse was gone. They checked her. Her color was turning gray, they said. Her eyes were rolled back in her head. He said he stood there and the Holy Ghost hit him. And he walked over and he laid his hand on top of her head. He said, in the name of Jesus, Donna, live. I said, live, Donna, live. He said, all at once, she broke loose. She bounced up off the pew. And when she landed, she was dancing under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, I'm telling you what. Amen, we need to get rid of the dry bones. If our churches are going to make it, if these youth groups are going to survive, if the homes are going to stay together, we've got to get rid of the dry bones.
Be getting ready to get us a song, if you would. I don't feel like I'm going to preach much longer. Verse 8 said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. See, here we find where we find ourselves a lot of times. We seems like we get half our promise because God had told him to prophesy and all this would come back together, bone to bone, and the sinews would come back upon them and they would breathe an exceeding great army. But here we find they're dead men standing there. They've got no breath in them. And a lot of times we feel like we've got half of our promise. A lot of times we feel like, Brother Marvin, God done this for me. Hey, man, but that's all I've got. But I've come to tell you, Brother Marvin, I had a burden for you. When I was praying, when I read this verse, hey, man, God hasn't brought us this far to leave us. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds and breathe. And breathe upon these slain that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Skip down to verse 13. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 14. And shall put my spirit in you and ye shall live. I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. We've got to get rid of the dry bones. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Amen. I'd like to tell you here tonight, you may feel a little dry. Amen. But it won't be by might. It won't be by power. Amen. But by his spirit, you can live. I said you can live here tonight. Then said he unto me, "Prophesy unto the wind." And I read in the New Testament, in Acts chapter 2, where suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. I'd like to tell you, we can live if we get the Holy Ghost moving in our churches. We can live if we get Him moving in our lives. Amen. The world's drying up. Churches are dying left and right. Amen. But if it's dry, you don't have to die. You can live. I said you can live. Amen. You can live.
Lift your hand and praise our God. How many's glad you can live? You know, Jesus said words like this: "My words, they are spirit and they are life." Hallelujah. You know what? Ezekiel kept preaching until them bones started rattling. Bone came to bone. Hallelujah. And he kept preaching, amen, till flesh come upon him and sinew. And he kept preaching, amen, till the breath came back in him. I tell you what I feel since this young man's been up preaching. I feel life. Hallelujah. I feel strength. Praise God. The word of God. Woo! You'll take care of dryness. Get under some anointed preaching. Amen. That's right. Praise God. It'll bring you back to life, brother. Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful. That word quick doesn't mean speed. It means life. Lively. Alive. It could be interpreted like this: the word of God is alive and powerful. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Him is glad the word of God will bring life into you. Huh? Glory be to God. Amen. It'll raise you back up out of your desert. Amen. Till you begin, amen, once again to bloom and blossom in a dry society. You find somebody that's enriched their life with the word of God, and they'll have life in them. Amen. Y'all say amen out there. Yes, the B-I-B-L-E. Well, that's the book for me. I'm going to let y'all pray. Don't worry, he doesn't preach. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to, praise God, tell you how good he preached. Amen. Sometimes I get excited trying to tell how good he preached. Amen. Appreciate you can leave that dry place. Now let me ask you an honest question. How many feels better since the preacher got on the floor and preached? Huh? Amen. Hey, something about preaching that quickens our spirits, brings our minds focused back on God. Could you raise your hand and say, "Lord, I don't want to stay dry." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that old dead, dry bones stood up on their feet, an exceeding great and mighty army. And the Lord said, "Can I do unto you, O house of Israel, as I've done unto these bones?" And the Lord's asking the question, can he do to this place like he done to them old dry dead bones? Cause us to stand up an exceeding great and mighty army, full of life, full of strength, ready to go forward, ready to worship God, ready to have revival, ready to see our people delivered. Woo! That'll make a backslidden Baptist shout right there. It ain't against Baptist shouting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, God, I want that brings me out of this dry place that I find myself trapped in so many times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You take my life out from under preaching. If I didn't get to hear preaching Philip Jackson and go to church on a regular basis, I'd be as dry as cracker juice. I'd be as empty as last year's bird's nest. Glory be to God. You ready to sing? But thank God there's life in the house. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye dry bones. Praise God. I wish everybody say, I'm hearing it. I feel life coming in me. I feel something I wasn't feeling a few minutes ago. Glory be to God. Yes. Yes. He is the shadow of a great rock in a dry and thirsty land wherein we dwell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, I'd like to see somebody leave here with some help tonight. Amen. That's greater than you could ever imagine. I like for you to leave here saying, amen, something come alive in me. Just a few minutes ago, I felt something come over me. I felt strength rise up in me. I felt peace come over me. I felt love flood my heart. I felt something. I'm coming out. Woo! Thank you, brother, for that tremendous job. That tremendous preaching. I'm not going to stay here dry. You hear me? No, 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 no. We're coming out. Hemi's coming out. Hemi's going to say, I find life in the preaching of God's good word. And the preacher got on the floor tonight, much like Ezekiel. And the Lord said, son of man, can these bones live again? And the only answer, and the only real answer would be, Lord God, thou knowest. It ain't in me, God. It's in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody smile out there and say hallelujah. Say hallelujah like you mean it. Praise God. I thank God there's life in this, brother. Woo! Stand to your feet, raise your hand with me right now. Love our God together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. Listen, I need this. You know, reason Brother Allen pushes so hard sometimes, and y'all think, you know, hey, that guy up there pushes hard, he must be something spiritual. No, I'm hungry. That's it. I need God. That's it. I don't need this dryness. That's it. It ain't that I'm more spiritual than you are, but I've decided I'm not going to stay here. Amen. Praise God. The word of God is alive in our hearts, and we're going to come out of this valley. Just shake your neighbor's hand and say, I'm coming out of this valley. As they say,
walk right out of this valley. Woo! With my hands and praise the Lord. I'm going to let Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. Gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Right,
I'm gonna
on.
Walk right out of this valley. My hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Well, when the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him, took his children and everything he owned.
Come on,
but Job didn't sit there crying. He lifted his hands up higher, mouth the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley.
Lift my hands and praise the Lord.
Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down.
No, no.
Why should I sit here till I die?
Why? You coming out? Come on.
I'm going to walk right out of this valley.
Come on. You need his help. Come on. Come on.
to get me down, down, down. Watch I sit here
till I die.
Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher.
Come on, children. Come on, pray.
I'm going to walk right out of this valley.
Lift my hands and praise the Lord.
I ain't going to let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die?
Heaven's waiting just a little bit higher. I'm going to walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Well, the road that we must travel to that city, it won't always be on the mountaintop. But in the valley we must face. God said he'd give us grace. Come out of the valley. The sun is shining bright.
Oh, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let
old Satan get me
down. Why should I sit here till I die? Now when the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him, took his children and everything he owned. Oh, Job didn't sit there crying. He lifted his head up higher, came out of the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more.
Oh, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
You know the road that we must travel to that city. It won't always be on the mountaintop. But in the valley we must face. God said he'd give us grace. Come on the mountain. The sun is shining bright.
Oh, I'm gonna walk
right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord.
Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands.
Praise the Lord.
I ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die?
Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Now when the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him, took his children and everything he owned. But Job didn't sit there crying. He lifted his head up higher, came out of the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more.
Oh, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Oh, why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Well, the road that we must travel to that city, it won't always be on the mountaintop. But in the valley we must face. God said he'd give us grace. Come on the mountain. The sun is shining bright.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk valley with my Lord.
Now when the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him, took his children and everything he owned. But Job didn't sit there crying. He lifted his head up higher, came out of the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my
hands and praise the Lord.
I ain't gonna let old Satan get me down.
Why should I sit here till I die?
Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley,
lift my hands and praise the Lord.
I ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die?
Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
You know the road that we must travel to that city. It won't always be on the mountaintop, but in the valley we must face. peace. God said he'd give us grace. Come on, the valley. Oh, yes. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley.
Lift my hands and praise the Lord.
Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Now, now, why should I sit here till I die?
Heaven's away just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
I'm gonna walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Now, now. Sit here till I die. Heaven's awaiting up a little bit higher.
I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's awaiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.